A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 23 of 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 8, the verses 2 to 3. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Remember how the Lord your God led you. Dear friends, the book of Deuteronomy was the legacy which Moses, the great leader, left to the people of Israel before he passed on to be with the Lord. In many ways, it resembles the last speeches which Jesus Christ gave his disciples and left for all of us. The book is filled with holy instructions that encompass promises, exhortations, warnings, and directions for the people of God. In our passage, Moses sums up the dealings of God with the children of Israel in the wilderness and God's intentions for dealing with them in that manner. God dealt with them so severely to humble them, to test them, and to know what was in their heart, whether they would keep his commandments or not. But even in that testing, God never really left them alone. He allowed them to hunger, but then satisfied their hunger by providing food, giving them manna, food which neither they nor their fathers before them knew anything about. He did this so that they would understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. What does this mean for our own Christian experience? I think the injunction to remember is a very meaningful one for all of us. The preacher in Ecclesiastes 7:8 says, "The end of the matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride." This is true in many of the things we do in our daily lives, but more so in heavenly things. We hardly foresee what will be the outcome of anything that we begin in life. We may begin with much hope and find in the end that those hopes have been dashed to the ground. We may begin it with much fear and find that those fears were groundless. Whatever we take in hand, it is very rare that our expectations are fully met following the standards we set for ourselves for expected outcomes. We all need to learn that lesson in Proverbs 16 verse 9, namely, that in their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Are you thinking of a difficult path or journey that you have walked in the past, or are you walking in a difficult path just now? Can you try to figure out why God has allowed you to walk down that difficult road still today? It may be God is testing you to see how your heart is and placing you in a position where you can easily receive the blessing that he wants to grant you. However checkered your path has been, however your plans and purposes have been broken off, even the thoughts of your heart, no matter how your fortunes have turned, when you looked for good, evil seemed to ensue. When you waited for light, darkness seemed to appear. whatever bitter things God seemed to write against you as you walked the path of life? Can you begin to imagine and believe from the experience of the Israelites that sooner or later you too will be able to say, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever"? After your hunger shall come bread to satisfy your need. Remember what God has allowed to happen to you and trust that it is to test you and to strengthen you so that his promises in your life will fully be established. Let our past serve as blessed memorials of God's gracious and merciful help. Dear God, you have made yourself known to us as creator and sustainer of all that is. Jesus, your Son, you have revealed your undying love for each one of us. Help us to reflect on your words in the scripture. Give us the faith and courage to follow Jesus in the way of active engagement with the world of justice and an equal sharing of all that brings fullness of life to each human being. Save us from the temptation of making gods of our possessions or status, misusing the power we hold over others. Faithful God, we are your children made equal in your sight and love, but we confess that we have been selfish and lacked love. Renew your spirit within us. You have entrusted to us the gospel of truth and salvation, but we confess our failure to share your word through fear and inaction. You have walked with us in the way of righteousness, but we confess that we have turned aside and refused your trust. Help us, O Father, in our journey in life, that as we walk with you, we may remember our past and trust that the future that is yet to come will be bright and beautiful for us. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.